USA Radio News.
Wednesday at the White House, President Trump presented retired Marine Sergeant Major John Canley with the Medal of Honor. Canley served in Vietnam 50 years ago, and his actions helped save the lives of his teammates.
John's friend, Pat Fraley, was struck by a rocket explosion and was about to be run over by a tank when John charged through enemy fire and carried him back to safety.
Outgoing Speaker of the House Paul Ryan today expressed concerns regarding politics on both sides of the aisle. He joined CBS This Morning.
I worry about tribal identity politics becoming the new norm of how politics is waged. As conservatives, we always thought this was sort of a left-wing Alinsky thing. Unfortunately, the right practices identity politics now as well.
The Honduran government called on 2,000 immigrants Tuesday to give up their trek to the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Roseanne Barr is angry with ABC. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The actress not happy that ABC killed off her character and for how. The premiere of the Roseanne spinoff, The Conners, this week, revealing that Roseanne's character died from an overdose of prescription pain pills. Barr and a rabbi say in a joint statement the death was, quote, an unnecessarily grim and morbid dimension to an otherwise happy family show. Barr was more direct on Twitter, tweeting, I ain't dead yet, followed by an expletive. ABC killed off Roseanne the show back in May after she posted a racist tweet about an Obama administration official.
For nearly 50 years, Carol Spinney has been the voice of Oscar the Grouch and Big Bird on Sesame Street. Well, tomorrow will be his last day voicing those characters. Spinney is 84 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The 2018 midterm elections are less than a month away, and many people are thinking that the Democrats will take over the House, but possibly now that the Republicans could hold on to the Senate. Josh Holmes is former Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's chief of staff. He joined Fox Business and said he's never seen anything quite like this regarding a midterm election.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's really unique. And I think, you know, in the 15, 17 years that I've been doing this, I don't remember having as divergent a view going in terms of the House and the Senate prospects. Generally speaking, your party's interests are aligned. But here you've got a bunch of retirements in the House. And there's a great
More
stat.
More than 40.
Yeah, there's a great stat that Charlie Cook, noted election observer, has about how 59% of incumbents can withstand, when they're in a district that's determined by 5 points or less, they can withstand a wave election and win. But when that seat is vacated, their party only has a 6% chance of holding that same seat. And when you have 40 people retire, there are 50 members of Congress that started this cycle that are not on the ballot in November. You do the math on that, it gets pretty grim. Conversely, on the other side, in the Senate, you've got states like North Dakota, Indiana, Montana, West Virginia, Missouri, a lot of different places that not only did President Trump win, he won by double digits. And so these candidates are doing much better than your national sort of generic polls.
And do remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.